Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this song always puts me in a good mood. Better mood.
It's not my favorite song by them.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I like Hold the Line.
I'm just wondering if Sirianni can play it for AJ. Maybe it'll put him in a better mood. So, Ruben, let's talk about the athlete. You know, James and I kind of got into the AJ thing about 3 weeks ago, before it became as inflamed as it's become. Where James' basic point was that AJ should just totally deal with not getting the ball as much as he'd like and just be happy with the 1-0, the 2-0, the 3-0, the 4-0. And my point, it was a couple weeks ago, my point was I just don't think that's the way it works. I mean, ideally, sure, but that's not the human. So baseball's a different sport, but you've had obviously most experience in baseball. How would the great baseball players, the great ones, the really great ones, deal with my team's winning, but I feel like I'm being held down? Now, I know the batter still gets his four at-bats, so it doesn't quite compute. But if you can just take us inside the mindset of the elite athletes and whether it's reasonable for that elite athlete to start acting up when they get that frustrated.
You know, it does happen. I've seen, like, really good players get... I'll bring up Lenny Dykstra only because Lenny Dykstra is one of those guys who wants to win all the time. He wanted to win. And when the team was really kind of crappy, it was difficult for him to get to the point where he was playing his best baseball. I mean, it's hard for him to stay. Like when we were terrible in 92 or whatever, he ended up getting hurt. But when the team was really good, he was spectacular. When the team was bad, it was hard for a guy like Lenny, because he believed in the juice. The juice is what made him the best player. And so...
the steroids.
It's hard to... Not that juice.
Oh, John!
Wow.
It was right there.
More than one thing could be true, right?
That's funny. That's sort of funny. But I think the most important part of it is... And the difficulty of that is that it's such a long season in baseball. In football, and I never played football competitively, but in football, it just seems like you have to get so up for 1 week or for one day, and then you sort of chill and chill and chill, and then there's probably like a crescendo to the next, you know, Saturday gets closer. John would be able to speak to this differently. I don't know how I would handle that emotionally, man. That's the great ones, the great baseball players have a steady, smooth. I think of like the great players in baseball that I played against, like Chipper Jones, and watched Chase Utley and the consistency of the way they went about their business. And even Barry Bonds and those kind of guys, they were just so steady mentally, just steady. And Bonds was a huge diva, but I want that son of a gun in my lineup every single day.
No question.
And so I it's hard for me to say what it's like as a football player because, he's one of the best receivers in the game. And so when he is not able to impact the game, it probably puts him in that Lenny Dykstra mode where, hey, man, I'm not getting the juice out of this because I don't feel like I'm able to contribute the way I should.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling that a lot of athletes are like that. Like, he can rise to the occasion. He made unbelievable plays 2 weeks ago. He basically saved their ass.
Yeah, fourth quarter.
It was the most spectacular thing. I mean, his hands are ridiculous. After the catch, the whole nine yards. I had never seen hands like this in my I've been watching sports for a long, long time. And I'm not like an evaluator of football players, but I've never seen hands like this in my life. And so when the guy like this doesn't get an opportunity to do the things he wants to do, I think it sort of turns him down.
Yeah.
His mojo gets, you know, goes back a few notches. And
I've seen
that with Lenny.
Yeah. Devin, how do you think he handles it today? I mean, first off, we hope he speaks today because ideally, speak, get it out there, let's move on, right? That's the ideal scenario. Yeah. So if he does speak, what do you think he says today, Devin?
Yeah, I mean, I hope he speaks. He typically speaks on Wednesdays, too. I mean, at least he has for the first, like, 3-4 weeks of this season. I think to what Ross Tucker said when he was on, you know, he said a lot of the beat writers and Elliot, like, have said AJ's media savvy. I don't know if I would say media savvy. I'd say he's done a very good job. And like you guys have heard, I've defended him on this show in previous weeks when people call him a diva and are sick of, you know, his antics and the drama that continues to be stirred up around AJ and Jalen and this Eagles offense. AJ's done a good job of not buying into the, like, he's not going to take the bait of, you know, are you okay with the offense? Do you want to get the ball more? Like, what? Why aren't you getting the ball more?
He sidesteps it.
He just tweets out instead.
He just says no. And I think that this is a result of that because he's clearly been holding in a lot of this. And he felt the need, it boiled over and he felt the need to put it out there. So today, I think, I hope he's just honest with us and doesn't just try to sidestep it because, like, it's out there, right? Like, he tweeted it. So you can't really take that back and say, like, oh, you know, it was spun out of control and, like, the narrative was spun in a different way than I intended it. I don't know. I would expect him to say, like, look, I was frustrated and I just want to get the ball more and I know that I can help and I want to contribute more to the offense. That's how I think it's going to go. I don't think he's going to say anything too crazy, but I do think he will talk today. So we'll see.
I sure hope so. I mean, it really would be good for the team to put it behind them. It would help them not have to answer so many of these questions, which obviously keep...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, now Jalen talks. It's going to be all questions about AJ. Nick, all questions about AJ. Petullo, yes. That's the thing. It's like AJ's this great teammate, right? Like everyone, all best team. But he puts his teammates and his coaches in uncomfortable and unfair positions often.
You're right.
Well,
you're
not
wrong about that at all.
He undeniably made it himself and this the story of the week rather than, you know, the Eagles are 4-0. The Eagles haven't lost in however long.
They just went in a place where, like, they could never win in Tampa. Right. Oh, it's a heart. And they went and won.
Right.
And all we're talking about is a guy complaining.
No, I agree. All right, something Hugh Douglas said yesterday, which is very notable on the AJ front. We'll get to that audio coming up in a moment. Paul in Downingtown right now. Yo, Paul.
Yo. Sorry about that.
That was a maniacal laugh.
Sorry about that. I am so sorry. I was tied up with something at work. My bad, guys. I'm outside. But I called mostly to talk about the Phillies. I am so excited. A lot of this AJ stuff is kind of my favorite oxymoron, a dull roar for me, because I am so excited about the Phillies. I haven't been this excited in years. I don't know what it is. I got this special feeling.
We're going to win the World Series, maybe.
I think so, brother.
You got that feeling? Look, we got the best odds in a lot of spots to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's got to be for a reason.
Yeah, and the way this lineup's playing, I mean, it just doesn't seem to matter, you know, what happens on any given day. You get, you know, it's like stuff cycles in and cycles out. The way these guys are playing is just fantastic. I mean, I haven't been this excited about the Phillies in years. And I don't know if it's possible because I kind of like the idea of Bone hitting fourth and Bader fifth because Bone's been striking the ball so solidly the last couple of weeks. Even his outs are hit hard. So I'm really kind of into Bone and Bader. But I'm interested because other than Turner, Schwarber, Harper, and Stott, I'd like Stott in the nine hole, is it possible to challenge the other guys in the lineup to say who's going to be my cleanup hitter? Because we have seen everyone from Castellanos – you know, on have great sessions in the playoffs. You know, Castellanos tore up one year. I mean, he's kind of hot or cold. But if Castellanos is hitting the ball out of the park, if he's knocking the thing off the cover, I'm not opposed to hitting him for it.
Yeah,
I'm not
but hold on, Paul. One big difference here. I don't think that's in him anymore. I'm just being honest.
It may not be.
Yeah, I think Casty, as far as being a really good player, is no more. I think you're just hoping he can contribute.
We've been talking about juice, and Liam's a little bit of juice for him, and I know he's going to be in the ballpark, and I know it's silly to think that a grown man plays better in front of his son than he does when his son's not there, but maybe some of that magic is still in the bottle. I'm not going to rule it out, but until it happens, I'm not moving him out of the 7 or 8 hole. You know, I'm kind of with you there. He's got to prove it first.
Yeah.
But if he starts knocking the cover off the ball, and he's just crushing it,
then
I'm not opposed
to
moving him to
back
four.
Of the order.
Listen, Paul,
we need guys hitting at the end of the order too.
Here's my prediction for you. They can go all the way to win the World Series and play for a month. He ain't batting fourth one time.
Yeah, I can see that too, Joe.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to be fluid because, like I said, these are all elimination games. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know.
And I don't know if it makes sense because I know guys like order and they like predictability. But, you know, I want to have the fluidity to play the hottest bat in my four or five spot.
I get it.
You know, regardless of who they are.
Paul, give me an answer for a fictional curmudgeon. All these answers have been great so far.
Yeah, there's been some fantastic ones. I don't know that mine's got a chance, but I love this guy. Walter Matthau as Morris Buttermaker in the Bad News Bears, original manager.
We based it.
So
hold
funny.
On, Paul. We based the whole thing on this.
It would have had a chance.
This would have been Walter Matthau's 105th birthday. You got to give me a different answer.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't even know that. I didn't get in until 7:30. I'm so sorry about that.
Yep.
I don't have an answer then because all my other ones have been taken. You guys have a great time.
Paul, good stuff, buddy.
Thanks.
Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Corey.
Real quick, Ruben, here's my concern about the Phillies and who they play. I watched that Dodgers-Cincinnati game last night, and I will say this. Cincinnati's way of batting against Snell was they were trying to hit his fastball early. He literally had 9 strikeouts last night, and 8 of those strikeouts were swung with balls. It was his changeup outside. The Phillies are a very free-swinging team. What do you do when you get a guy like Snell who doesn't throw a lot of strikes but makes you swing at his balls?
Great question.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that we talked about in the very beginning of the season was swing decisions and swinging, staying in the strike zone. Now, Snell threw the ball extremely well against the Phillies in his last outing against them out there in L.A. He was dealing, and he was throwing strikes. The problem is when Snell is throwing strikes with his breaking stuff, guess what? You're not going to hit him. He's going to throw 8 shutout. That's what he's going to do. Now, if he's not throwing strikes with his breaking stuff and you can be disciplined and stay off of it, that's another thing entirely. But when he's on, it's just like anybody else. If your stuff is on, it doesn't matter how good you are.
He's a 2-time Cy Young winner.
I mean, the guy's a stud. He's got some of the best breaking stuff and swing-miss stuff there is. So you got to hope that he's not throwing strikes. It's as simple as that.
It's just funny. It's just funny, Ruben. Last night, the first 3 innings, 8 of the first 9 batters swung at the first pitch. And I'm like, what is this, Castellanos up there?
No, they swung the first pitch because they're not hitting his breaking stuff. It's on a lot of his slider and his curveball are the biggest swing and miss pitches in baseball. I mean, the percentages are alive. Listen, sometimes you just can't hit it. I mean, he throws it well enough that you're hoping that he throws a ball with it, and that when he throws a fastball, you better hit it because the best way to hit a curveball is by hitting the fastball.
Look, Corey, I'm going to bring this back to the Phillies in a way that ties into what you guys are talking about. Ruben, if the Reds win today and there's a game 3 on Thursday, is there a chance that the Dodgers would use Snell out of the bullpen? I'm looking for any advantage for when the Phillies play next round.
2 days later?
I'm just asking.
I know they have a good bullpen.
I'm just looking for any edge I can get. Because you guys are scaring me talking about this guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
I will say this, though.
He's filthy.
After watching the game, Snell started they hit him around a little bit come the 6th inning, 7th. So I don't know if you're going to throw him back out there 2 days later.
I mean,
later.
It's unusual. I'm just saying.
He will not pitch again.
You just got to remember, do-or-die baseball game, though. I mean,
he will not pitch again unless they absolutely have to have him in, like, the 5th
game. Like the 11th inning?
Yeah.
OK. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Why would they risk it? They got a... I mean, he's already had a history of issues.
And they
so.
Have a pen. I know. Corey, give me an answer.
Their pen's not that good. I'd like to get into pen that is, pen. Their pen is... That's their weakness.
That's their weakness.
Terrible.
Yeah, I want to get in that pen.
The pen was their weakness last year when they won the World Series, too.
Terrible.
Corey, give me a fictional curmudgeon.
Walter Kowalski.
Who's that?
That is Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Wow. Dude.
Good answers today, man.
That's a big answer, too. All right. Speaking of answers, we got a couple answers. We didn't get the full answer, but we got perspective, let's call it, from Hugh Douglas yesterday on the midday show about the AJ situation. This was alarming.
Alarming.
Right, James?
Yeah, I was when I so I didn't hear it live, but Elliot and Jack sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I text back, I'm like all caps, like an expletive.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the please?
Like if we didn't have 3 hours of some of the most jam programming we've already had from 6 to 9:19 today, we would have already gotten in this audio. Hugh, yesterday, we're gonna break this up into two parts. Here's Hugh setting the table for part of his point about AJ Brown. Let's listen to how he started.
I talked to other people about this, man. And by the way, nobody wants to, you know, talk about this on record. Everybody like, nah, dog.
That means there's something going on.
Full disclosure, I'm not going to use any names, but Kyle called me last night and he had a list of names of people that he wanted me to try to reach out to.
I'll put this on me.
No, I'm just saying. No, because we're getting ready. We're trying to get ready for the show.
Let's blame the person who deserves blame, AJ.
No, we're trying to do the show. And so Kyle said, hey, you know, do you think yada, yada, yada want to talk? You know, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll reach out. And to a man, you know, I send text.
Mm-hmm.
I get calls back. Like a couple calls I got back on the air. And they're like, hell no.
I'm not talking about that.
I ain't touching that. Mm. They're like, dog, that's all. They're like, this is what you do for a living. I'm not touching that.
All right, so guys that Hugh knows that he thinks might have a sense of what's going on, don't want to come on and speak on the record.
And they called him back. You know when you send a text to somebody and they call, people call
you're
you
like,
back.
Uh-oh.
You're like, uh-oh. They know this is a big deal.
Yeah. So you hear that, it's like, oh boy, where are we going here? All right. After they had a little banter in a different realm for about 45 seconds, they brought it back to where they had just been. Hugh kind of completed his point more, let's say. Let's listen as it continued.
Like I said, I talked to a lot of people. And I'm still in contact with a lot of people that are closer to this situation than I am. Mm. And me reading the tea leaves, it feels like it's deeper than football on some level. I don't know what that is. That might be me recklessly speculating. But right. The people that I've talked to, when I ask them specific questions about this, they say, hey, man, it's bad, bad.
All right. That's you yesterday. Now, I know some people...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've speculated. I'll just say this. I know some people speculate mental health thoughts. It could be. It could be. Anything's possible. My mind goes to the AJ-Jalen relationship.
Me too.
That's where, like, when I hear
especially
him,
after BG last year. I mean,
yes.
BG said it. That
yes.
Wanted, you know, did the whole thing.
Yes. When he says it's not as much about football.
Yeah, that's so strange.
We know they're not getting, like, for those that don't know, like, we've heard, like, they're just not getting along. Okay, let's just they don't talk about it publicly, but like it's pretty well understood, not on the same page. So, you know, that's not good for trying to get back on the same page on the field. Doesn't mean they can't, but does mean it makes it harder. John, when Donovan and Terrell Owens started having their issues, you know, off the field, incredibly, they actually were still humming and start 0-5 on the field. They weren't getting along, but they hummed for half the season until Andy said, all right, enough to you, you're off the team. They actually hummed. Jalen and AJ aren't humming on the field. So it's complicated, man.
And I don't know if it's a contributing factor that they... I can't imagine why this coaching staff wouldn't give AJ better chances against some of the looks that they got. You know, like in the second half when you've got sort of themes coming at you. You know, like when the defense switches gears and now you've got them playing off and they're playing zone, you know, you sort of get a feel, okay, now we can run these looks into this zone. Like when we got too deep, we got too deep beaters. So let's
run those. Yeah, but John, you're talking about football right now. I'm talking about relationships.
I understand. Yeah. But there were football answers that they didn't pursue, which to me doesn't
It might
make
not
any
matter
sense.
Is the point though. Like yeah. They might not be able to do the football thing if they hate each other or if it's something like we don't know right, what it is, but right. If it's like if it's deeper than football and it's a relationship that is fractured in a certain way, like that's gonna permeate everything you do with the other person.
Yeah, look, they might have to make a choice.
I think
they might have to make it.
Look, it wouldn't be the first. I mean, Seattle got rid of a defense for Russell Wilson. We've seen this many times.
And Terrell Owens was gotten rid of because of Donovan McNabb.
Absolutely.
And the Eagles said, Donovan's more valuable to us moving forward. And by the way, sometimes it works out. A lot of times it doesn't. I was pro-Donovan.
We've seen this work out.
Well, I'll just say this. I was pro-Donovan and pro-Eagle stance against Terrell Owens in 05. I want to be very clear. I was very, and I think the town was very split. I was in the Donovan, Andy, Joe Banner camp. But I will say this, no matter which camp you were in, 100% of people would say it did not help them when they cut Terrell Owens.
No.
It just did not help them.
You know, it was all along they should have just paid him and just, you know, got
That's
got,
the camp I was in.
Yeah, you just pay him.
We'll win.
It was dumb. Yeah.
Pay this guy.
Yeah, the problem is what happens when the other 7 to 10 truly great
they're
players.
Not Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I know. They weren't TOs. I know.
Yeah, that's a different tier. Is AJ's getting paid? Like AJ, money has nothing to do with this issue.
No doubt.
You know, so
yeah. Complicated.
Ruben, you gotta really hate somebody when you're making like $30 million a year and the other guy's making $50 million a year and you're miserable. Like, I'm just that.
Ruben, let's go back in the locker room. In your case, the clubhouse in baseball. Mm-hmm. When two guys aren't getting along, how tough does that make it?
I don't really have seen that very much in baseball.
You ever see Barry Bonds and his teammates? I'm joking.
But I think that they say that's Barry Bonds being Barry, and you just accept who he is, and you go about your business. I mean, I don't think
people.
I think
everybody
happens,
had
there's a lot of places
it.
To hide in a clubhouse. Yeah.
Albert Bell,
and they don't have to. Yeah, I mean, Albert Bell was not well liked. I mean, I was afraid of him. I literally was afraid of Albert Bell.
So were those kids he chased with the truck. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was a whole state away. I was in Pennsylvania. He was in Ohio, and I was afraid of him.
Okay. We all were.
So you just let Albert Bell be Albert Bell, and you stay away from him, let him do his thing.
Yeah. The thing about this one is, I think everyone knows. I don't know AJ personally. Everyone says AJ's a great guy.
Baseball's so different than football because you're sort of relying on your quarterback and and your receivers to work together. And you don't, like, I didn't have to work together with Albert Bell to play. I just played center, if I played center field, I mean, I just called him off a fly ball and was, you know, it's different. Yeah. These guys are sort of like, their livelihood is based on how well they can connect.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a concern.
That is a concern.
But that's always a fluctuating relationship, just like other relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's an ebb and a flow to them. This is every team I was ever on, the receiving core and the quarterback had different, you know, relationships, roller coasters of relationships. This is just part of football.
The one thing I can say, the relationship between a catcher and a starting pitcher, that if it's sideways, like that's why Greg Maddux had certain catchers and he wanted to catch him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
he didn't trust certain guys and what have you. So guess what? That catcher caught Greg Maddux.
If that catcher is affecting his performance in such a way that he doesn't like the performance, you got to get the catcher.
Then you get the catcher. That's the only only relationship that I could sort of equate to this sort of relationship.
Makes sense. All right, well, look, your calls on all these topics, plus times yours. Again, I'm very curious what message people would have for A.J. Brown. If you want to leave a message for the Times Yours line, that phone number is 215-238-4500. The best messages from whatever vantage point you come in on this situation for AJ. We'll play them coming up. Times Yours at 945. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie with Devin, Rubin, Seltzer, and Rhea on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, they're always getting you ready for kickoff. At least in football season, they are. Always getting you ready for kickoff. In this case, the next game, Philadelphia and Denver. That one's on Sunday. College football, though, does precede it on Saturday. And all the opportunities to get in with new customers with the chance to bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Think about that. What a deal. You bet $5, and if you win, you get $300 in bonus bets? Yes, sir. That's what you get with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer. Find the bet or bets that works for you. Lock him in. Don't forget, baseball playoffs today, 4 games. And then in a couple days, Philadelphia versus, well, it's going to be either L.A. or Cincinnati. Find the bet or bets that works for you. Lock him in all playoffs long at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.